Hey guys, welcome to the Feed Job Life podcast. My name is Faith Job, and you are listening to You Never Should Have. This is episode 7. So I'm just going to dive in. If you listened to the previous episode, I mentioned something about value system, if you guys share the same values. This is not a relationship advice podcast. It's just a series of things you never should have done, or rather I never should have done. And for this episode is, I never should have neglected my value system and that of my partners back then, or my partners in each stage of my life. Yes, so that is what I'm going to be talking about today. After the short break, we're going to come in and dive right, like we're going to come back and delve right into it. So don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So speaking of value system, or values, having similar values to the person you are dating or you're about to get married to me, I recently saw a video and it just like struck a chord in my heart. And the guy was saying that a great relationship is not based on what you have in common, but it's based on what you have in purpose. The things you have in common will help with the small things, like the kind of music you listen to, the kind of movies you like seeing, the kind of places you guys like going to, and the kind of friends you have generally. But when you have a commonality in purpose, it goes deep. Your purpose in life, it's the absolute reason why you were created. So if you're not in alignment with the person you're in a relationship with when it comes to your purpose, if you guys don't understand or have similar purpose in the long term, it's going to make things a whole lot difficult. So now, speaking of value system, what you truly value, or your core values in life. Different people have different core values, and it's okay to have whatever core value you choose to have, as long as you truly believe in it and you can defend each and every one of your core value system. That's what is important. I know that my core value is honesty. I like to be open. Yeah, that sounds wrong. I like openness. Honesty is very important to me because I don't like lies. I try my best not to tell them. So I want to believe that whoever I'm going to be with should also value honesty, should also value honesty. So honesty is a major core value for me. Authenticity is also a core value. I've been reading this book and that word keeps coming up. So authenticity for me is like originality. Just be yourself. Don't pretend to be someone else, because at the end of the day, you cannot sustain that pretense for the rest of your life. The true nature of yourself would always come out. So it's always best if you're just your authentic self all the time. Another thing that is very important too for me as a core value is purpose. And we all have the same purpose in life if you look at it from a certain angle. I feel like if you haven't read this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, you should pick it up and do that. It's very insightful on so many different levels. I've always had an idea of some of the things he's talking about, but now it just like, you know, they just put everything together and gave me an amazing meal to consume. I really would have loved to go deep to tell you where or instances where my value system with that of my exes kind of clashed, and it just made a small thing seem so big, and it never should. But because we did not set the right foundation, I think this is another topic, having the right foundation. Because we didn't set the right foundation, every other rubbish we were just putting, or it wasn't rubbish, every other good blocks, the foundation was shitty, And so every other good block that we're putting, it was just a waste of time, a waste of energy and everything, because the foundation wasn't solid. And then everything just came crashing down. So your value system, you should never neglect it. You should never overlook certain things. The truth is that we always know, I mentioned is a red flag or something you should not ignore if it comes up. If you notice, for example, oh, I'm the kind of person that likes going to church, and this person, each time you call, oh, Jill, like, let's take, for example, you guys don't live together, which is supposed to be the situation. You're not supposed to be living together. So if, for example, you call him up, I'm like, are you going to church today? And he's like, no, I don't think I'm going to. Okay, one time, two times. But if consecutively for like over 7 weeks, he's not going to church, doesn't it make you wonder, what does he do with his Sundays? Wouldn't it make you wonder, like, okay, is this the kind of person I want? I'm the person who loves going to church. I like being in the presence of God. Is this what I'm going to be faced with throughout the marriage? Is this what are you willing to take that risk of not having to raise a household, having to raise kids in a household where both parents are active in church? It may seem like, oh, it's not a big deal now, until you get deep into it and you see that you can't really change that thing because you turned a blind eye to that particular fact. Because I remember so many times it's causing fights, or let me not call them fights, but I remember so many times it's causing issues. Like, I'm in church, maybe I'm in church for like maybe 7 or 6:30, I think 7-ish, I'm in church from 7 to like past 2, and it's like, why would you stay in church for that long? Are you the pastor? Like, are you cleaning? Did you be the first to arrive and the last person to leave? I'm like, how, this is my time. How I spend my time shouldn't beat you up that much. I mean, it's not like I'm in a club or something. I am in church and you are complaining that I am spending so much time in church. Like, I don't get it. But if it was someone, if the person was someone who understood that whole church family relation, because whether you like it or not, whatever local assembly or church you're part of, you are, they are your family. I don't joke with my House on the Rock family. Mm-mm. That's why wherever I find myself, whether I'm in Port Harcourt, I'm in Abuja, Lagos, wherever I find myself, I always try to identify myself with House on the Rock, because that's where I feel comfortable, that's where I feel at home. You understand? I feel comfortable and I feel at home. So that's one instance where our value system caused a clash. It shouldn't have been a big deal if we're just on the same wavelength when it comes to that aspect. But it became a big deal because he wasn't and I was. Same thing with same thing with my faith. And by faith I mean like my belief system too. So let me give you an instance of what happened. There was a time that I think we're doing something about our building project in church, and they said, well, yeah, we should pick up a paper and make a pledge. In all honesty, I really did not have money that period. I don't know why I was so fucking broke, but I really did not have money that period. And I wanted it to come from my heart, of which it did anyway. And then I picked up the paper and I wrote down an amount. That amount, I didn't even have up to that amount. So what I did was that I transferred everything that I had into the church account with faith that something good is going to, not really expecting something in return, but, you know, the building project. I want my little small dime to be part of, I don't know if it's a building project, but something was shall going on in church. And somehow my ex-boyfriend found about it. He found out about it and he was so furious. And he's like, it's not better you even dash that money to somebody else. And like, it's different. If I want to dash money to someone, I would dash money. But this was like, it's a pledge. It's not a bad thing when you give money to church. It may seem stupid to you because you don't understand how this whole thing works. But allow me do what I want to do. And he was so furious. And then unfortunately for me, I really needed money to do something that period. I think I was supposed to book my flight and I didn't have enough money. I knew money was coming, but I didn't have it at that moment in my account. I had done some sewing jobs for people, so I had people owing me here and here. But the money was not in my account. So I asked him, okay, you transfer me this amount. I want to book my flight. I would transfer it back to you. And he just like bluffed. He just said something very rude. Yeah, and like, you know, but you can't be giving money to church. You don't have money to you don't have money to pay for your own flight. You're looking for how you borrow. And I've never spoken about this to anyone or to him, but it really touched me. And for some time it made me feel stupid, like, wow, really, you gave your whole money to church and now you really have nothing. So if it started making me think about my faith and the whole church thing and believe, and I was like, wow, they're just using your head though. I had those thoughts anyway, that they're just using your head though. So these people, they have, if you check their own account, they have like mad ass money and you give everything you had just to fulfill a pledge. And then somehow I just remembered the woman who gave her last money. And I just comforted myself by saying, God knows that that is all that I have, or that was all that I had at that point in time, and He is going to appreciate that singular act of faith. And well, long story short, money still came, and that's my own principle in life: money will still come. In order not to make this podcast too long, like I always say, do not neglect your value system. I never should have done that. It would have stopped me or prevented me from even entering relationships in the first place. And right now I am so particular about it. I don't care how, well, not like I don't care how it hurts your feelings, but I'm going to think about myself. I'm going to think about my kids. I'm going to think of how I want my future to be like and who I want to share that future with. And I'm not going to list out all my value systems, but I know them. I have them here. And if eventually I'm talking with you, because you get to know these things from having conversations. So that's why it's not for you to be asking stupid questions of how many children, or even how many children would you want? Yeah, but that's like a very long thing. Ask relevant questions. Ask questions that mean something. Not just at that present moment. Ask questions that will mean something even in the next 20, 40 years to come. And your value systems and your belief systems are very important. I think this is supposed to be value and belief system. Those two things, the way you think, they are very, very important. Imagine I am a Christian, I have faith, I believe in things of God, and this other person doesn't know. Even the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked. And when it says don't be unequally yoked, it goes down to so many things. Don't be unequally yoked in your beliefs. Don't be unequally yoked in your religion. Don't be unequally yoked in your value system. Don't be unequally yoked in your principles. You know, what's your value system? What's your belief system? What's your family values? You know, there's so many things. But trust me, in the long run, you would thank me for making this point. And eventually, you're going to realize that you're saving time by snipping that relationship that is not going to be of any value in your life and the purpose why you have been created. You're saving more time by just snipping it off from the board, because you're not going to waste any time trying to cultivate something that you know already has a shaky foundation because of the clash in values, clash in belief system, clash in so many things. Those things are supposed to make the relationship, make up the foundation of the relationship. So I hope I've not confused you, but I've made a point. And to summarize, I'm saying I never should have neglected the values that I had. It would have prevented me from entering certain kind of relationships. Actually, the only relationship to me that I entered, and the value system was okay and belief system was my very first relationship. Second and the third really did not start, and I'm really going to talk about this foundation thing. It really did not start off on the right foot, and there were so many bumpy roads and bumpy whatever, speed bumps, but I just felt like, oh, maybe that's all relationships are about. No relationship is perfect and you should have speed bumps and all that. But no, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Yes, no relationship is perfect, but the speed bump should not be coming at the beginning part of relationship. It's when you have gone deep, you're entering, going to journey. Just take Nigerian roads for example. Everywhere is smooth. It's when you go inside, you've gone like in between, maybe you're traveling from Abuja to Benue. It's when you reach those Kogi and you're seeing how bad your road is. Yeah, so the speed bumps and all those trials and tribulations shouldn't necessarily come at the beginning of the relationship. You guys should have gone in and discovered some things that you did not know initially. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, so basically, that's it. I would have saved myself a whole lot of years if I did not just turn a blind eye or a blind side to the values that I've always had. And I'm sure I would have been at a different place right now. But all things being equal, I am grateful for life. I'm grateful for the lessons. I'm grateful for the experiences. There's so many things I've gone through that I'm like, wow, you're barely just 26. You're barely 27 because I'm already 26. And you have experienced these things. And I just thank God every day because I know I'm going into my next relationship as, I'm not going in as a bitter person. I'm more experienced, definitely. I'm more in control of my emotions. I would say I've attained this level of maturity, both spiritually, emotionally, physically, every aspect. It's just beautiful to know that I made lemonades out of these lemons that were given to me, and God helped me turn around this whole situation, and I'm very grateful to God about that. So we have come to an end. I know you couldn't wait for me to just stop blabbing, but we've come to the end of this episode on value system, belief system, principles in life. If you have anything to contribute, please feel free to message me or send a voice note. I'm always open to new ideas. I'm always open to criticisms, especially if they are constructive anyway. Next week, it's going to be the last episode for You Never Should Have. And I'm just going to give it out right now. It's going to be on foundation, because that is like the most important thing in life. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And thank you so much. I'm very grateful for your time. Please join me another time next week because I'll be doing, finally, I'm going to be doing my giveaway. It has taken so long, but finally it's here. I'm going to be doing my giveaway. Hopefully I must have resolved the issue that I'm having with my bank. It's been on for like two weeks. If not more than, it's been on for 2 weeks. I hope to resolve it. And even if the giveaway is not with the last episode, which is next week, it will be with the offer. Because, it has to happen. I prayed about it. God answered the prayer. So it has to happen. I have to give my 10% to the people who listen to my podcast. All right, then. So thank you so much. Have a beautiful, blessed week ahead. I love you guys so much. Love yourself, and do not forget to live a life of purpose. All right, bye.